Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spoler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, the two of us really have had a long-standing love affair with the wines of Alsace. I think the best white wines in the world. And one of our favorite practitioners has become kind of a good friend. And it's the fellow that runs SipMac.
Right.
In Hunavir.
In
beautiful, Hunavir. Beautiful little village. And you had to try some of them just for the old time's sake.
Well, I'm actually going over there in a couple of weeks, and I'm going to visit them again. So I wanted to sort of refresh my memory. Jacques and Laura.
Right.
Sip. It's, as you mentioned, this is a lovely property located in the town of Hunavir. Every time I say that, I want to sing the Guinevere song from the Crosby, Stills, and Nash. But in Hunavir in Alsace, it's currently run by Laura and Jacques Sip, as we said. They are the 10th generation in their family of wine growers. The whole thing started in 1698, so there's quite a tradition here. They produce all seven varieties of the Alsatian wines, in addition to a Cremant, which is a sparkling blend, and two Grand Crus, and they have been all organic for at least the last 10 years. So they're doing some really interesting stuff. Unlike most of France, for those of you who don't know, Alsatian wines are labeled by their varietal, not by where they come from, except for with the Grand Cru. And in the U.S., they are represented by a good friend of ours, Franck, as in Franck's signature wine. Mm-hmm. So that's another way you can sort of identify them. I tried three. So I'll start with the 2018 Tradition is the designation on the label, Alsace Riesling. This is a classic Alsace Riesling, dry and crisp, with aromas of peach and apple, with an interesting little note of grapefruit, which I don't remember seeing in that wine before, but I thought it was pretty interesting. And the acidity, as is classic Alsatian Riesling, is very crisp and refreshing. Definitely you want to serve this with a light chill. I wouldn't get it too cold because you want the fruit to sink to continue to come out. I mean, it's truly a classic. Sells for $24.99, so it's actually a pretty decent value. This one surprised me a little bit. It's the Tradition, again, that's their designation, Gewürztraminer from 2016. So this has got a few years on it now.
Yeah.
This is killer. It's lovely and lush. It's got a viscosity that's almost mouth-coating. Aromas of spice, peach, lychee, and rose petals, which is all classic Gewürztraminer aromatics.
Yeah.
The wine is just off dry, as you would expect. Good length. It's just a great example of what I think is a very underappreciated grape, because Gewürztraminer is something that people just don't do that often
anymore. Oh, I'll take theirs.
I'm with you. Yeah, really. Now, this one sells for $30.99, but I still think it's worth every penny. All right. And this one I really liked because you don't get a chance to try Sylvaner very often. This is a Vieille Vigne, which is Old Vines, 2019 Sylvaner. This is a varietal, as I said, we don't get to see it very often. It's dry and crisp with bright aromatics of peach, pear, and floral aromas. Very crisp and refreshing. It's a real cloud pleaser. And again, it makes me wonder why we don't see more Sylvaner, because it's a really wonderful wine.
It really is.
So my wine pick of the week is definitely the Sylvaner Vieille Vigne 2019. You just don't see it very often, for one, and it's a great value, great varietal, great producer, and it's a new discovery for me. I loved it.
Well, I think folks will have a chance to go out and expand their horizons. If you're not down with Alsatian white wine, please do. It's the perfect time of the year to enjoy them.
Right.
I'm Al Spoler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.